Blog Talk Radio.
Coming from Staten Island, New York, on a cool day. And my God, was I skipping? I don't know. I haven't heard skipping in years, since the 45 days. Sound like it was skipping. today my mother was in the hospital, and on Sunday we had to take her in an ambulance, and she wasn't breathing, and her neck was hurting her. And after a long few days, she came home today. And I don't know, she has a pulled muscle or something. But I mean, one minute they're telling me that she has pneumonia, and they give her antibiotic, and then the next minute they're telling me that she has a fractured spine, and then they said, nope, it's not that either. And now they tell me they don't really know what it is. So yeah, that's what your life is going through in the hands of other people. I'm gonna put the guys on, and I know it's not funny. But, yeah, this is what we're dealing with. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hello, darling.
Hello.
That's Adam and Carlo. Well, actually, it was Carlo that spoke first and Adam. I get the mix.
Aha, you're so funny.
But, I know, sometimes I am. And sometimes they just get on your nerves, I know. But, I get on my own nerves sometimes. My mom, like, it was such a joke, you know. It was like, we got to emergency. You know, I got to tell you something, though. We used to go to Seaview. And because my mother's pressure was 100 and something, the ambulance wanted to take her 20 over 80s, but they wanted to take her to as close as hospital, which happens to be Richmond University or whatever, RUMC for short or whatever. I used to be St. Vincent's, and it has a bad rep, St. Vincent's. But you know what? They
good.
Feedback.
That has to be you, Adam.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, it's speakerphones are going to get feedback. But
I don't have a speaker on.
But I do because I lost my headset. But I can't find my headset still. I haven't had time to look for nothing. Anyways,
I have you in my I have my headphones on, so I don't have feedback. Okay.
Anyway, you know, this hospital wasn't bad. My mother prefers it now. The staff was much nicer than the Staten Island University. They're usually nasty, and I usually have an argument with one of them. I didn't have an argument with any of them this time. And their hospital is more updated than they even had a shower in my mother's room, and it was bigger, and they had a nice seat because at one point me and my daughter slept there because, if you call her sleep in an hour. We were up from Sunday morning to the next day with her. And, because she lost her breath when they gave her a CAT scan and they brought her back to the emergency part, she couldn't breathe. And they started giving her treatment for this and a shot to open up her breathing passes and nebulizer. I mean, it really scared us. We thought that she was going to suffocate. Her oxygen level was dropping quickly. Her pressure was sky high. I mean, we really... heartbeat was over 100. I mean, it was bad. But she's doing good now, and they got on muscle relaxers and sleep right now, and she's eating. And, you know, but it's hard, you know. I mean, my mother's 80, and she'll be 81 in July, and, you know, she has stage 4 cancer, and you can't live forever, you know. I mean, I said Heather was so worried, and I said, Heather, you know, I'm worried too, but, you know, there's going to come a time where this is going to be reality. You know, you're going to have to, you know, I don't want to, but we're going to have to deal with it. Everybody does. You know, Adam, happy birthday to your grandmother. She would have been 91. That's amazing, you know. That's amazing that she, you know, that could have been. You know what I mean? It's like she could have been 91. People live that long. I mean, she could have been, but, you know. And I'm hoping my mother does too. But like your grandmother, when things strike you down, you know what I mean? Before your time, you know, and Carla, like your mom, you know, like my mother was 80 when she got all this. So, you know, I wasn't, I just turned 50. And it's not fair to some people when they're in their prime, you know, when they're young still. How old was your grandmother when she was sick?
Huh?
How old was your grandmother when she...
It was 2009. She was 83 going on 84.
Really?
She died January 1st. Yeah. She died January 1st.
Oh,
you're
not that old. But Carla's mom
was young. Well, her husband died 6 months prior to her.
Right. No. I remember that. But she was older than I thought. She lived a good life.
Well, she was born May 5th, and she died January 5th. A lucky number 5.
My father died March 5th. And my, my sister's birthday was March 18th, and she died March 29th. They say that a lot of people die 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, the day was after her husband's birthday, was January.
She died on my friend, my father died on my friend Linda's birthday.
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah, it's a great remembering of, when's Linda's birthday? Oh, the day my father died, now I remember. But, and we got a birthday for Carlo coming up real soon. Another birthday boy.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday.
I'll be an old man.
He's going to be 40.
5.
I know. I was trying.
I'm
going to
be 40.
You ruined it. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? My mother's doing okay now, but, you know, she is going on 81, so, you know, I'm a realist. I believe in, you know, what it's going to be is going to be. I don't want it to be, but it's going to be. So, you know. Anyways, how's everything? You guys?
Yeah, I'm here.
How was your haircut? Did you get a buzz cut, Adam?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy. I missed that. My hair was so long before, and now it's even... When is she coming back?
June
22nd.
When?
June 22nd.
Oh, Lord. So late.
I know. You're not the only one.
My hair is a fright. You know, it's like out of control. I'm thinking of cutting myself. I was looking so forward to getting this all clipped off, and this happens, and what am I going to do, you know? Who had their hair done this time?
Elena
Marie.
sir. And
Lisa.
Emily and Lisa?
Hello.
Yeah,
no,
my
daughter, Elena Marie.
Elena Marie?
Yeah, her daughter. Emily's daughter.
I never met her.
You did.
When?
Long time.
At Adam's party.
Am I?
Everybody over.
Yeah.
Adam's party?
When I was
a long time ago, a few years ago.
When you were still talking to Claudia.
Who's what, at the house?
At my house, yeah.
The old house.
What, the Mother's Day party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I couldn't remember. Oh, I don't remember now. But, she's not a kid, right? She's a grown girl.
She's the one, she's 15. She's going to be 15 this year. Next year, she's
16. Yeah, but, yeah, you know, I wanted to go, trust me, I really did. But.
Well, I know, it's not your fault.
Just look at him, Ella. Yeah, my daughter's going now. It would help. Just look in. Let her, if she's up, let her know to call me if she needs me. If you hear a beeping, that's my mother. And then I have to run downstairs. My daughter's stepping out with her boyfriend. And so I got to, like, you know, run downstairs when my mom needs something. But, you know, but, yeah, anyway, so that was my whole, wonderful time this week. Exhausted, very tired.
Wow.
Yeah, very broke. You know what? This is what I wanted to talk about with the hospitals. You know, you used to be able to rent TV. You used to be able to rent a phone, but nobody rents a phone anymore because they have cell phones. So now they make you take a package of phone and TV, and they charge you $10. And I had to pay $10 a day for my mother to have a phone that she's never going to use and a TV. And I fought them on it, but there was nothing I could do. It was either pay it or she doesn't get a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
think that's
terrible.
Well, they're forcing us to have a phone that we don't need. Do away with the phone. And if nobody wants the phone, then nobody wants the phone. You shouldn't be able to be. And then they told me that probably Staten Island University is going to have that soon, too. A package deal.
Oh, that should be fun.
Where's the deal? So it costs $10 a day for the TV now. If you're in there for a long time. But don't they have where if you're in there to a certain amount, then you don't have to pay TV anymore?
I think so.
I mean, what if someone's going to stay in there a month?
And isn't there some units that don't give you the TV for free?
Not that I know of. This one wasn't it. But that's $70 a week. You know, and including they want you to pay for parking, and then the food there is outrageously priced. Not only that, I brought food with me, and it cost me $22. You know, it was just such an expensive thing when somebody goes to the hospital. But I didn't pay for parking. I parked over in the handicap emergency thing and walked through. But, I wasn't paying for parking. But, you know, I mean, when you're sick, that shouldn't be. Why is that so much money for a sick person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know. Suppose you don't have it.
Well, you don't have a TV then. They don't care. You know, but, so what's going on, you guys? Anything new? How do you like the fact that Trump got nominated? Well, he's a nominee or whatever. And
I know.
I told you he was going to be the next president.
And
no
the other one dropped out. Sanders is supposed to be ahead of Hillary. I mean, it's so crazy. Yeah, what happened, Heather? My daughter just came running back upstairs. So. But,
give me a minute.
One second. Bye-bye. Who's that?
She woke up.
Yeah.
But she woke up like
that. Like what?
Like that.
You woke her up?
No. I grabbed the pills and she went, and I was like, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I'm fine.
1 second.
I said, what? She goes, I've been up. I said, so did you do that to scare me? Sorry.
So what is she doing? She's sitting up?
She used no oxygen and went on her own.
Without any oxygen? That's because that pill's not going to breathe like that. So, what is she doing?
Seeing right now.
We'll go downstairs and make a
decision. What I wanted to ask, sorry to interrupt your show, but Wolfram, I don't know what they gave her at the hospital, so what should I give her? Whole pill, half pill?
They might have given her a pill for today.
Wolfram?
She gives it twice a day?
Okay, at night.
I don't know. That's on her paper. I don't know. You know what?
I just skip it for tonight?
Yeah, I would start fresh point. It might have given you everything already.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't really have to take off pills. Did they give you this vague list of things that they gave her and stuff? It's really ridiculous.
Skip it for tonight, then?
I guess so.
All right.
Yeah, but...
I'll
check in on it, yeah. I'm only going to do probably an hour because of the fact that my mother, you know, and everything, I have to go down and check on her, and I'm tired, but, so I'm going to, like, keep it down to an hour, which...
Usually when you're discharged, they, usually give you everything already.
Yeah, but they usually give a nice written out, thing on, you know... what kind of medicines and stuff, but I don't know. My daughter has the paper. I don't know if they did that. But I got all her, they did every test you can imagine. And they do that just so they can charge the insurance. That's why everything's like, they don't want to pay for insurance stuff anymore. Of course, everybody's ripping off. The doctors and the hospitals are ripping off the insurance. That's because it's the doctors and the hospitals. And that's why we get stuck with crappy insurance because they can't afford it anymore. They were giving her tests. I sent her in there with a sore neck and she can't breathe. And they're giving her heart things. They're giving her CAT scans, ultra scans. They're giving her all this stuff. And I'm like, why are you doing that? She doesn't need that stuff. Then they gave her a chest x-ray, then they gave her a chest CAT scan, then a neck CAT scan, another, they're charging the insurance. So I refused one of them for them because it had nothing to do with why she's sick, so they canceled it. You know, they did all this stuff and they still don't know what she has. They think it's muscle related. Oh, that's nice. So now that you, not only that, they didn't have my mother's medicine. I had to bring some from home, and they probably charged the insurance. Then they didn't have the right vitamin D for her, so we had to bring them from home, and they threw them out.
They threw what out?
They threw the... They had... 5 milligram vitamin D. We had 600. They have 500. So we want to give her, you know, 600. Have that. So we brought Alice from home, and the nurse threw the 500 milligram out.
That means
that they charged the insurance for it, though. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. There's so much. Deeper be going on, but the hospital wasn't bad, though. It really wasn't. So, but I just, listen, I don't care. I don't want to wind up in it, but it just wasn't bad. But, you know, any new excitement things? I know, Adam, you told me about your nephew, which is a shame, you know, shame for a little guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't find out. My mother didn't call me because Brittany told her.
Yeah, well, your mother's going to be here for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for her?
I'm going to Angelo's, so I don't have to do nothing. No, I'm just giving her flowers. That's it. She's lucky she gets that.
Well, that's nice. At least you're going to spend some time with her.
I'm the only one that does that. No one else does. Been doing it since I was a kid.
Yeah, but what about Wendy? Wendy's spending time with...
Wendy doesn't do nothing with her. Wendy doesn't even give her anything anyway. Never did. Maybe once
she took
her out later.
Is Wendy going to be there Mother's Day?
I don't know. I don't care if she comes or not. I told her 1 o'clock, so...
don't go crazy.
No, I'm not.
You know what? What goes around comes around. Give her what she gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she asks why or says something about it, then say, well, I gave you what you give me. Actually, I gave you more than what you gave me.
Well, I'm not getting Wendy if she comes anything, so.
Wendy doesn't even get a card.
No.
Yeah, I know. She said, I remember the last time she had a fit with showing your gift that you gave. You know, what are you trying to do? They rubbed it in my nose and stuff. But you know what? She might not have the money to buy a gift at the time. But
oh, Wendy makes money. She's as wise.
Makes good money. You know what? I know she's paying lawyers. But when you know something like this is coming up, put a few bucks a week aside. And not only that, you can't afford a $3 card. You know, you can probably afford a drink at a bar, but you can't afford a $3 card. You know, and that should have been. And that, you know, she was wrong for that. And, but you know what? I can understand you getting tired of it, too. So, just pull back a little. That's all. Just pull back. You don't have to pull back completely. That is your mom. But pull back a little bit.
I am.
You don't feel as, not like a fool, but, you know, that you're doing everything and nobody else is doing anything and she don't care. This way you don't do that much and you don't have to worry about if she cares or not. If she doesn't like
mm-hmm.
it, that's all you have to give. You know, and I think she'll understand more now than ever. That you just don't have, you know, to give. You know, and it's not
yep.
Carlo's. It's not Carlo's responsibility.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. But Carlo maybe Carlo will buy her a ticket home.
Oh, man.
Do that.
All they would have to do is say yes.
And on paper, that she won't be back for a year.
If she decides.
You know, I mean, when I was talking to her, it was always, I got to go home. She was only here a few months. And now I'm not talking to her. She's here longer than me. You know, which is really strange. She must have, her and Virginia must have had a big thing, big fight or something. You know, for her not to, you know, go there. But I know Virginia, she had a poor son, you know, die on her.
Yeah, he wasn't innocent.
I mean, from what you tell me about him, you know, I guess you get what you deserve in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it does come back to haunt you.
It does.
Yeah. You know, but, because I know the deal and I know the story you were telling me and stuff, and that's, you know, hey, like I said, it wasn't a big loss, I guess. Somebody's kid, though, you know, it's hard. That is her kid. But, I don't know. But,
You staying home for Mother's Day, or?
I guess so. I don't even know. You know, it's, my mom, you know, is going to be, she's home. I would have took her out, maybe, who knows, but now I'm not. She's got to be home and relax for a while. I don't think the car ride is for her neck, you know.
Did they give her a brace or anything like that?
No, I asked them for a soft brace, but they said, oh, she don't need it. But therapy, I don't know what they're going to do about it, you know. But therapy might, yeah, be different. They might
what
feel
that?
She might. Well, she's got to go to physical therapy.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, I got to find one that takes her insurance and is going to be good. And they gave me a referral to it to go to one. So supposedly they have one at the hospital, but I didn't, you know, maybe I'll call them and ask.
You got to go to Coumadin, her regular doctor, and now you got to sit in therapy?
Yep, somewhere. How long, I don't know. But she has to have some therapy, yeah. Anyway.
Well, usually therapy is only a certain amount of visits.
Well, yeah, insurance, yeah. But my daughter went for 6 months or something. I'm like, oh, Lord. And they wanted her to go, like, and she went twice a week. Yeah, you know, and I'm like, that's what they're going to make me do. I'm going to have to run back and forth. But I don't want it far because, like, my daughter's therapist is right on Victor Boulevard, right up the street. Because I was like, I am not. But I didn't like that place because there was absolutely no parking. I used to have to go out, go all the way up the street, get a parking space, and sit there and wait for her to call me to pick her up. Twice a week. Thank God I had the phone that showed, like, you know, TV. Like, I had some TV on it and stuff. I watched the whole season of American Horror Story.
That's a long time.
I don't like that show.
Oh, the freak show? Oh, my God. That was the best one of them all. The fourth season, I think it was. I didn't watch this season too much. I really didn't like it. But I'm not a big vampire or whatever person, so I didn't really like it. But the Freak Show one is excellent. My daughter even got me some of the dolls from the show. The Pop Heads, the Pops. But, that one's cool. But,
Is that the one that Lady Gaga was in?
Yes. She did a good, you know, acting. I just didn't like it. But, yeah, that's the acting thing. So, anything else? Let's see. There was something else I wanted to talk about, but like the subject, but I don't know. Adam, you have any subjects you want to talk about? I know you're usually...
With the news going around? Well, Fuller House is back. Fuller House is back. They're
it
doing
is?
More. Well, not on yet, not on Netflix, but they're doing other episodes to be available. They're saying early before 2017.
Oh, I know that they got picked up. Yeah.
Yeah, right. they were doing the episodes this week.
Oh, they started filming.
Well, we know that a lot of things are going to close and like sports. Warehouse or whatever they call it. It's claimed bankruptcy. That's gone. let's see.
Who?
The sports store.
Sports
store. They're all closing. And then these stupid Muslims in California, a woman sued Laguna Beach Cafe for discrimination after police escort them out. Well, well, if they didn't want you there, they don't have to put you there. Should after what happened, why should we? And if you ever watch NCIS, the guy, DeNazzo, whatever his name is, he's leaving the show. And they found a body that washed up on Staten Island. He was in cement. That guy was a gang member, gangbanger. So that's what killed him.
There was a big accident I read on Highland Boulevard today.
Yeah, that too. But this guy washed ashore in Brooklyn. His body was wrapped in plastic, garbage bags, his head and hands covered in duct tape, and his feet submerged in concrete. This is a gang-related. I don't care. If you're in a gang, you deserve to die. I think the cops should just execute them all. Be happy if they give it up.
Did you ever watch American Murder House? It was on last night. That was one of the houses on Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island. And they're talking about the ghost that was in that house.
I was watching something on Sci-Fi about that, where they had a medium and some other guy that does the ghost thing. Supposedly went into
the medium
house.
Came in. Yes, the blonde girl, right? Short blonde hair?
Yeah. No, I think it was a guy and a girl. I don't think she had blonde hair. And the famous people, what's with an F? They killed the husband. I don't know. They're back in the 1800s, 1900s. So that house.
But you said about on Staten Island?
Yeah, it's on Staten Island. Maybe that's the house.
But the story, it was the Kushners or something. It was Edward.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, well,
and,
that house. I want to go see that house. It's on Arthur Kill.
Me
it's
too.
It's 4600 Arthur Kill Road.
Supposedly, his spirits are still there since they left. Also, Las Vegas is going to have Magic Mike. They're going to do a live Magic Mike thing in Las Vegas that start next year. I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, really now?
Oh yeah, it's Channing Tatum too. He's doing it. I was like, damn. So I told Marissa, I said, you're not even going to see him? She said, no. I was like, come on, go to Las Vegas. What stays in Vegas? It happens in Vegas, stays there.
Well, I don't know if Channing Tatum's going to do it.
No, he is. It's him. He's using his house. Well, I think it's his house. He has all these muscles. He was advertising it, so he might be doing it.
He was in his house.
Yeah.
Damn. But, no, he's a good-looking kid.
I wouldn't mind.
That's for sure. But, well, what came on my computer? Excuse me. But this horror thing, that house is beautiful. I want to go and take pictures.
I think we should go investigate ourselves.
At night.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
He'll probably get shot. You know, the guy originally bought the house. This guy bought the house in 95 or something. He paid $1.5 million for it. Then he got, like, possessed. The demon person came in him and made him, like, dark and evil and nasty, so they moved out. Then he wants it back, and it was $11 million now, $11.5 million. But now they cut it down to $8.5 million, and supposedly they're negotiating with this guy because he wants his house back. But, that's why they had the person come in there and try to get the spirits out and the whole bit. And the guy killed himself. Well, they thought one of the brothers killed himself because the father built the house. When the father built the house in the 1800s, he died a year later. Then one of his supposedly killed himself, shot himself. But now they found out that it's not shooting, that he most likely was murdered. So they were hanging up the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Then the maintenance guy killed somebody in the pool there, the pond that's in front of the house, and drowned him in it or something. A lot of, like, interesting horror background on that house.
Mm-hmm.
And because I like all that stuff, I wouldn't mind going.
That's your image.
Especially on Halloween.
Tell me about it.
But I'm trying to look on Staten Island Live because Carlos said there was an accident on Highland Boulevard. I want to see if they put anything on.
It is all over Facebook. It's about a police car. They got into it. They had to cut it off with the Georgia
lights. Okay, now this I might have been involved in. Stolen car committed a police case on in Graniteville because on my when we pulled up with my mom to bring her in, this was 2 hours ago, an undercover cop, now I have a one-way street, came up the street with the sirens going, but there was this blue van parked, pulled up in front of our house. So I was like, who is this? Then all of a sudden, yeah, because here is, they found, this was it, because here's Forest Richmond Avenue right near Dakota. So then what happened was this cop comes up my street, right, with his thing going the opposite way and everybody's pulling over. The blue car now, when he passes it, the blue van takes off down the street, and then police with a detective and a regular police car come flying down the street. Then they're all down the street. We went in. I was like, oh, my God. They got him in ShopRite, I think, or something. Let me see. The pictures are on us on Staten Island Live. Emergency units were calling for 3 suspects in connecting with the stolen car. According to the police, the official scene in Graniteville Thursday evening, May 5th. And today is Happy St. DeMaio or whatever. Okay. Police chased down the suspect of a stolen car. Because I'm right around the corner from that shop center. They must have been going around in circles, though. Around ShopRite parking lot Thursday, according to the police. Officially on the scene, police were chasing down 3 suspects in connection with the car theft taken near Clove Road and Tarjish. The 3 began connected with stolen vehicles who were believed to be minors at the 121 precinct, which is right here. Let's see. Does it say anything about a blue van? Don't look for what damn car. Why would 3 teenagers rob a van, though?
Listen, they did it on Staten Island with the Wu-Tang. They used to steal their car.
A surprise by another male was placed in custody in the parking lot of IHOP. Yep, that's what all that commotion was about. We didn't know what the hell was going on. You know, because I never see cops come flying up. Yep, there's Dakota Diner. If you look in the pictures, that's one of the cars that went flying up, this silver little car. That's a detective's car. Okay, well, just over a stolen car? Man, what kind of car is it? If it wasn't a van. If it was my car, they'd be like, yeah. This must have been some big wig car or something. It was probably the commissioner's car.
Never know.
Sergeant. You know, but right across the street is the priest. too. They pretty much got him right across the street. Oh, God. But they were dumb to be kids. That's what they were. But what did you hear about the Highland Boulevard thing? Did you hear anything on it?
It involved a police car that they had that the police man got hurt because they had to use the Jaws of Life. They closed down Highland Boulevard by midnight.
Oh, I just seen that story. Wait a minute. The car was smashed up. Oh. You know, but they thought they stopped police chasing because a lot of people got killed by the police chasing thieves and stuff. And you know what? There's a murderer escaped jail in Jersey.
That's why I think you should just not put them in jail. I think you should just kill them if they kill someone. Sorry. Why should they have taxpayers deal with that?
Yeah, but they really don't like to do the car chases anymore because it winds up hitting other cars. And there's a new rule now with when a cop stops on the highway, you have to go all the way over to the far of the car. Like, let's say he stops on the right. You have to go all the way to the left when you pass the cop. You cannot, when you see him flashing his lights, you cannot go right past him because too many cops were killed. So, so now you have to go all the way to your left. And a lot of people don't know that, but they're pulling people over that don't do that. And that's not fair because a lot of people don't know that you have to go all the way to the last lane now across and away from them. Okay, Highland Boulevard reopened the traffic after cop car crashes in Newdorf. Yeah, was he drunk? You know, I shouldn't say that about a police officer. Please, the car on Boulevard and Tyson Lane. You know, we have a GPS system, right? And me and my daughter were going somewhere, and they had to say Tyson Lane. And the girl comes on and goes, make a right at Tyson Lane. We were cracking up. And then it didn't say Newdorf. It said something like New Drop or something. We were like, oh, my God. Thank God we know the streets. Otherwise, we'd be lost for sure. Like, that's Newdorf. No, but she said New Drop. So we're not there. It happens. There's a lot of accidents in Highland Boulevard. It's one of the dangerous streets on the island. That's why you guys be careful when you're crossing and stuff.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Go ahead.
One day I'll be crossing the street and get hit.
Oh, what? I hope not. A lot of people don't like to drive on Highland Boulevard because of that. There was a woman I know that her husband Tom got killed on Highland Boulevard, and she never went on Highland Boulevard ever again because of it. But Richmond Avenue and Highland Boulevard are the most dense streets.
Idiots.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why they drive like that. You know, it's like bumper-to-bumper cars. You would think because there's so much traffic, their speed couldn't be too high, so why are they getting hurt? Except for at night, and I know because I come home late from there, and some idiot might be flying down the street, and you go to make that turn. But a lot of people are killed on foot. People that are walking around across the street. And that's what makes me nervous about that. Stay off Don't go Highland Boulevard that much if you don't have to. I know you stand out on it every day.
Yeah,
Carla,
do
you walk? Do you walk there?
Walk where?
To your bus stop.
Yeah.
That's how many blocks?
Two.
Only two blocks?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Seems like a lot more. Did you, Adam, when you were going that way, did you go the same way as Carla or no?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
the way
on the sidewalk.
On the gas station there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, but, anyway, so how's your day, Carla, with everything going? You still stressed out?
It's busy. Yeah, work is busy.
You have stuff piled sky high?
What happened?
Do you have stuff, like, piled sky high?
Yeah, I was able to do a lot of stuff today, clean my office.
Yeah. That's good. You cleaned your office?
Well, I was able to get rid of a lot of paperwork, you know, that stuff.
Oh, that helps. That's good. It's almost the end of the week.
Yeah.
But do you still do, like, on-off, off and on?
What? Working from home?
Yeah.
No, I've been too busy. I can't even.
But what's that thing I hear about they're trying to do a lot of Jersey jobs at home? Not necessarily your job. I'm just saying they're saying that they're trying to do, have a lot of New Jersey people that work in the office work from home.
Really? Where did you hear that?
That was on, it was on TV.
Oh.
That's what they should look it up, because that's what they want to do. They want to, because lessen the traffic. To have more people work at home in New Jersey. Did you hear any good things, Adam, about, you know?
Job wise? No. Nope.
Work from home jobs in New Jersey. Search for New Jersey. Why don't you just try, let's see, work from home. My daughter found this thing I have to send. She wanted me to tell you, where do you put all your job things? Where do you go to get all your job information from?
Do it online.
What do you mean? What site?
What site, yeah.
Indeed is a good site. Indeed, Monsters.
Well, Monsters, I think she's done.
Indeed is the most popular site right now.
Oh, Indeed?
Indeed.
Indeed.com, yes.
Indeed.com?
Mm-hmm.
Monster's been around a long time.
And then there's Hot Jobs. There's...
But she has this thing where it's working from home, and it had a whole list of stuff to do, like work on your own. Okay. Try to look for it. But, that'd be nice if you can get the money. Listen, Adam, pretty soon you can go work for McDonald's and make $15 an hour.
I am not working at no McDonald's.
$15 an hour? If
no.
I wasn't on
that's
my cap.
Everyone's going through that. How do you think Applebee's got those things where you just punch in everything? They don't have waiters and waitresses that much anymore.
That's how Applebee's are. Red Robin.
Oh, well, I can't do that one. Spanish technicals. It's 13:50 an hour, full time to work at home. Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, but, listen, they do the work from home sex things, you know. You can just get on the phone and start talking to people. You make a fortune. But you do,
wow.
You make a
fortune. What did you say?
You work at home and they call you up and say, listen, I need to talk to somebody. I need to get off right now.
She's so dirty.
So it could be my damn mother. I could put my mother back to work. Except it might sound a little funny because she doesn't really have teeth. I'd be like, you know. But that she could use that to her advantage. But, you know, I'll gum you to death. You just love me. I won't leave any scrapes.
Some people might like that.
Yeah, they do, too. I'm telling you. Put an old lady up there. Oh, beep, 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 oh, beep, beep, beep.
That is bad.
Yeah, but put it back to work at 80. Yeah, but you want to see my wrinkly body?
You're so fucking bad.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how many people get so off on that.
They
know. Some people have a fetish for that.
I know they do. Like, I have one breast and stuff. I sat there and said, you want to see one breast? People get off on that.
Right.
You know, but, I don't know. They'd be a little disappointed, though, because you know how they like to put two breasts together and... No, that ain't happening. I don't have to. I can put them underneath my one breast. They can get off on that way. But, you know, hey, people get desperate, you know, but I don't have that kind of voice. Like, you have, I had a friend that had this. Now, she was a hard-looking thing. She was 6. She was 5'11". She used to be really big, and then she had the gastro bypass operation, and she got real skinny and at 5'11". And she wasn't a beauty. And she used to have this so, like, seductive voice. When you heard her on the phone, you would think she's some kind of a, like, seduced vamp. And when you see it in person, you want to scream. But voice is not a look. You know? And she could have very much been a one of those sex. As long as she didn't see you, you're doing okay. But I don't think I have the voice for that. And the things you have to say to them, I don't know if I can. Yeah, so, but these women get paid a lot of money.
They do.
Yeah, one of them, I think, bought a second summer home or something by doing that. And she's married.
Wow.
It's the ones that do the voice thing, not the ones that show their, you know, sit there and show their bikakia, you know. But, oh, I'm going to have to start doing that. you know what? I just got to try to giggle a little because I'll be giggling. Yeah, that's
no, just think of it. It's like just. Do something, you know, just, we tell you, watch the movie. And say,
watch
ooh, that feels good. You know, any movie, oh, yeah. Like, just, like, act like you're doing your nails and talk dirty. That's what you have to do.
I probably would be doing my nails. I'll probably be on the computer playing a video game.
That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm really bouncing up and down. Oh, yeah. They get paid too. Or what people are so fantasizing about nowadays, if you put cameras in your house, they'll watch you clean and cook. They don't care about sex and shit like that. They just want to, they're like, they have that fetish.
That's Carla, we got to make a cooking video.
I'm thinking, yeah, I know, Tubman. Yes, this is what you could do. We blend it to have a nice webcam over your house.
We got to make a cooking video. What do we have to do? Is wear aprons? Nothing else.
Not cooking aprons. You know, like, you don't have to cook or anything. You just, oh, this is how I mop the floor. You know, it's stupid shit.
Well, I'm going to buy that apron with that really skinny girl in the bathing suit on it. But what do you got to do? Like, you got to, like, play with sausage and stuff while you're cooking?
You can do that.
Kielbasa.
Look, I like stroking the hot dog.
Yeah. Kielbasa and some meatballs.
Oh, yeah. With spice of honey. There you go.
Put some whipped cream on the hot, on the kielbasa.
You gotta
all your life.
You gotta kiss it before you lick it.
You gotta lick before you kiss it.
I think my nephew a long time ago bought me that cassette or something. You gotta lick it before we kick it. You gotta bet me. That was such a dirty song.
Tell me that.
I'm sorry, but that was one song. But, you know, I mean, Afternoon Delight got banned, you know? And they're over there talking about licking it before we kick it.
Or do the dip. You got a whip. Shenanigans.
But what is that?
A tickle.
You gotta lick it, gotta lick it before we kick it.
Before you kick it. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I used to love that part. Boom, ba la la la, boom, ba la la.
You gotta lick it before you kick it.
Yeah, and that was acceptable.
I'll tell you, this is gonna make money.
It was not. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is going to make money. I'm just going to repost it on Facebook with Channon Tatum. He is hosting this thing next year in March. Magic Mike, extra, extra large. And a lot of these guys are good looking, especially the black.
You going to Vegas?
I think he's get a bi because, hey, well, he is bi. He came out to his wife. In the video he posted, he says, oh, look at this good looking dude. Huh?
I looked to see if he was bi. I never seen anything written on it. But
type it in. It is Channon Tatum bi, and he went to Felon and she told her. And on his Twitter, he writes that he likes guys with big dicks, and his wife don't care. And so there was rumors of him divorcing
her.
He
likes to lick it before he kicks it.
He likes to suck it and deep throw it.
Well, there was something else that rhymed with that.
You got to suck it before you fuck it. We became a dirty P-rated R.
Oh, it's rated R. Trust me.
And we don't even have Dirty Stewie on. I think he died.
Did you ever hear this song? I have this song on. I have a couple of these songs on CD. Somebody made me a CD.
Remember the short skirt song?
original one on there because you got to hear some of the lyrics. And it's hysterical what they say. This is the original one.
You got to fuck it before you suck it.
Can you hear it without it being staticky?
The whip. Shanay. Got to whip.
Can you hear it without being staticky?
Yes.
Good too, though.
Prince died. He went to see this Dr. Cornfield. Will you actually go see a guy named fucking Miss Dr. Cornfield? It's like going to the corn and eating the field.
When there was a fire at our house.
Sorry, I just put up the Prince commercial.
Oh, you see that the fire that happened in Manhattan?
Manhattan?
Yeah, church the other day burnt down. As they were after they had their gathering of the. What do you call that? Easter, Greek Easter?
Percocet was found in the music icon system.
Okay, here's them talking about it.
A new revelation points to prescription painkillers being the focus of the investigation into Prince's death. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that Percocet was found in the music icon
system. Percocet, that's the word.
Who says it's not yet clear if the powerful painkiller contributed to Prince's death.
I think they're the same person.
Paisley Park compound in Chanhassen, Minnesota, with dramatic new details about efforts to save Prince. Jamie, good morning. Good morning, Nora.
Sure,
we now know that DEA and the U.S. Attorney's Office are involved in Prince's death investigation. At the same time, we've learned that Prince's people reached out to a California doctor to help the singer with painkiller addiction less than 24 hours before he died.
That mission was to get Prince
to a doctor in Minnesota on Thursday morning.
Attorney William Mazzi says Dr. Howard Kornfeld, who runs an addiction facility in California, could not immediately clear his schedule. Instead, his son, Andrew Kornfeld, took a red-eye flight to meet with the singer.
Andrew wanted to check in
his father's Recovery Without Walls facility in California after he was evaluated in Minnesota. But when Andrew arrived at Princess Paisley Park Estate, it was already...
heard the scream
right,
and
that's
went to the elevator.
That's
where
good enough.
The prince was unconscious.
Mazzi says Andrew Kornfeld
drug
made
addicts anyway.
1-1. In the transcript of that call, Kornfeld tells the dispatcher, "We're at Prince's house. The person is dead here, and the people are just distraught." His attorney says Kornfeld had a supply of buprenorphine, a medication used to treat pain management and addiction.
Those pills were to be delivered to the Minnesota doctor.
Prince was notoriously private, but friends and people who worked with the singer over the years told us they never saw any addiction to painkillers. CBS News confirmed that prescription painkillers found inside his home.
You want to hear something, buddy?
The cause of death. We're told that autopsy results as well as toxicology are not expected back for a couple of weeks. When Mazzi was asked about Kornfeld transporting those medications,
this
is what I call helplessness.
It's the same thing about Prince had a dangerously low red blood cell count.
Well, you don't know what he was on.
But it says it indicated that he's been ill. So low cell.
Well, TMZ, they're saying that Arsenio Hall is suing Sinead O'Connor because she's saying that she claims that he was supporting Prince's habit.
Who was
supporting? So he's suing Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall, Prince has to support him. Arsenio Hall doesn't have hardly any money.
It says here on TMZ, Arsenio Hall just clapped back at Sinead O'Connor, the woman, with a $5 million defamation lawsuit over her claim he was fueling Prince's habit. So he's trying to
pull
up.
He's got
illegal drugs and AIDS. He hasn't had contact with Sinead for 25 years. He also denies spiking her with drugs back in the day. And she claims that he spiked her drinks with drugs.
Well,
she
obviously, like him,
and he calls her.
And how would she know? And you know, I mean, Arsenio Hall, like I said, Prince had something like $300 million, and Arsenio Hall's lucky he has $3, and his talk show that he had on didn't even make it. It failed.
You want to hear something else too? You know, they're talking about Donald Trump now on TMZ about Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Because now he's eating at a Mexican place with I Love Taco Bowls.
Oh, no, he's eating in his office, if you look at the picture. I've seen it. In the back is
his
office.
He displays a culinary way to show his love of Hispanics with a Taco Bell. A bowl.
Well, no, he orders it from Taco Bell.
And you know something? I see all these posters on
the
Yahoo.
The back of the window in his building.
I'll tell you, I see all the postings about these illegal, like, they just put one on Yahoo that this woman is between Mexico and the border. She can't get help for a kid who's blind and he's illegal and she's illegal. Can't get help for blind because he's blind and deaf, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people say, we don't give a shit. He's illegal. Stay the hell where he is. I don't blame them for saying that. You know, a lot of people say they should ship these illegals out. Why should we keep paying for them? And this is why de Blasio today is spending all this money on them, because the hospitals, the illegals are not paying their bills. It's us taxpayers that are fucking paying it. So that's why I think we shouldn't pay for any of them. I'm sorry. It's enough is enough. But I ask for they take so much freaking money out of our paychecks. These bastards don't even pay taxes. That's why I hope he wins. I really do. Even though I hate him, I just hope he does.
I'm just afraid that he's going to destroy
I'm
the country.
I'm afraid of Hillary, too. Hillary is the one that said, damn out right about ISIS, that we
afraid of
created
all of them.
ISIS. Remember, she was part of the Democrats created ISIS. We didn't.
But you, who was the one that says, did you hear that the votes sent out and all the votes that Trump got were not valid because half the people that voted were Democrats and not Republicans, so they don't count if you're a Democrat and you vote Republican. But I never heard of that before.
You can pick who, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican. If you suit that someone, even in your party, is not good, you should vote for the next one. You shouldn't have to pick it, you know, because you're a Democrat or Republican. You got to choose them.
I'd rather do that free thing that be my own, you know, because
it's independent.
Independent, right? And thank you. I couldn't think of it. And they're saying that if you're a Democrat and you vote Republican, your votes don't count. They overlook them votes.
That's bull. Because
Democrats
are tied too.
You have
all of us are tied over this shit. Republicans and Democrats. No matter if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, they all lie. And if you chose the other one, you get yelled at. Oh, well, too bad. You can't tell me who the hell to pick.
Carlo, what do you know about that? If you're Democrat, you have to vote Democrat.
Carlo?
What?
Are you sleeping?
No, how am I sleeping?
Well, we just asked you a question. You didn't listen.
I think I did it about the independent, about voting for who's ever going to run for independent. Who knows what it's going to be?
But if you're a Democrat, do you have to vote Democrat, or can you vote Republican?
No. You can vote whoever you want. See, that's what I don't even know about people who register. Like, once you're behind that booth, you can do whatever you want. You could vote for Silly Putty Waddy Wada if you wanted to. It doesn't really matter.
No, but our votes don't really count, so that's why another thing I don't like.
You know, you could say you're a Democrat, but you could vote Republican. You could.
Yeah, but why are they saying that the votes were that were on Staten Island, all the votes for what you call didn't count?
No, they always say stuff. They're always trying to post stupid things. Who knows? It's so monitored and so regulated, I don't know how this could be. There's no such thing. It just looks for anything.
It's only like Florida where their votes.
But you know how many people do that absentee ballot thing? Those are the ones where everything is confused because people don't want to go to their polling sites. Like every time you move, you have to go to your new polling site. But people still show up to their old ones and they say, oh, I want to do it by absentee ballot. And that's where all those
issues
are.
But they should have your name on file.
They do, but if you're not that's not your zone, you can't vote there. But with the machine,
sucks.
You have to do an absentee
ballot. This country really sucks. Well, other ugly news. There's ugly news in the TMZ. Caitlyn Jenner is naked with gold medal for Sports Illustrated. Ugh. Fucking disgusted man. Ugh. He makes me sick to my stomach.
Who's naked?
Freaking Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. It says naked with gold medal for Sports Illustrated. She's wearing nothing but an American flag and her Olympic medal. Were you buying the Sports logo? Hell, fuck no. Hell no. He needs fucking mental help.
What do you mean? With his chest? With his fake boobies?
No, he's naked. He just has the flag on him or whatever the fuck.
They're
going to
probably show the thing. They're not going to show the dinghy. I'm sorry, but I don't want to see boobies in the dinghy or in one picture. They're kind of frightening me.
He makes me puke just by looking at him. I'm not
ready for that.
It's still hanging.
You're not ready for that?
Did you know there was
I'm
a picture
ready.
Of him? They're
having a hard time to decide which bathroom to go to. Like, really? Like, is that everybody's big concern? Who cares where they take a shit or where they have to pee? Does it matter?
You know,
well, number one, some of these are predators, too, so this is why they shouldn't pass that. That they could no, they to me they shouldn't. You were born a fucking man and woman. You should go to those fucking bathrooms. I'm sorry, that's disgusting.
You know, I was
molest people and shit.
I used to go to gay clubs. My cousin was gay, and I used to go to gay clubs. And you know what? I didn't care because we used to share the bathrooms together and stuff. I didn't care about that. So what? Come on in, you know. But a lot of women got hang-ups on it because they're afraid that these guys are going to be dressed. The ones that dress up, not all of them are gay. And they're gonna go in there and look at women or try to touch women. And I can't them being afraid. But if you're in a gay club, then it should be unisex. If you're not in a gay club, I don't think so. Because not
you can't trust these. These could be molesting people. You never know.
You know?
You don't know. This is disgusting.
If you're in a gay club, then you know what you're dealing with and you can handle it your own.
Yeah, usually gay clubs is only... It's funny because the Limelight used to only be like when it was open back in the 90s to 2000. It was only mostly men in the Limelight. That was just a gay club. There was no lesbians either. Unless you call drag queens fucking lesbians.
Oh, my daughter so loves drag queens, I'm telling you. There's
I
a drag show going on, I think, down in Atlantic City in a couple of months. And my daughter so wants to go.
Nah, I'm not into that crap. If it's celebrity-looking people, I'll go see. I did that once. But I don't like,
Oh, well, we went to Bally's, used to put on imitation, not necessarily gay, but imitation shows. And they were excellent. They had just a Timberlake
like
guy. And so I took pictures with a lot of these people. Elvis.
Yeah, I could
stuff.
impersonate. I'll do that. I'll do that because we went to, in Las Vegas, they had one where people were dressed as Madonna, Tina Turner, Whoopi Goldberg. They actually look like them. Those I would go see. Not someone else's fucking dress.
Yeah, but Bally. And we were supposed to go, it was a special thing before the holidays, Christmas, and Michael Jackson, and then some reason we booked for that. That's why we were going, and then he didn't show up. He had to do a different show or something.
You show us Michael Jackson, not Prince?
I was so pissed.
Well, you know who's, you see, now the federal government's getting involved with this LGBT law. Because that's how North Carolina, if you don't veto it, then I give you no money whatsoever. The federal government is not giving you shit. See, now you got the federal government involved. That's why I'll never go to North Carolina or Mississippi or Alabama. They all hate other people. Those fucking, what do you call them? They are just a racist bastards and the southern people, the Nazis.
Oh, the Ku Klux Klan and stuff, that's horrible.
Yes.
There was
and they,
on Facebook last night with the Ku Klux Klan beating up on people that were protesting against them.
And Obama just named Stonewall Inn, which is in Manhattan, its first national monument to gay rights. Well, at least he's okay doing that, but I just don't trust him letting all these fucking illegals in. And then it's funny, he's testing... The remember in Flint, that water was contaminated. If you look at the video, he only took a. I don't even think he even took a sip. He's like, "Oh, the water's good." Oh shit, it's not good. Don't lie. You're poisoning. The country is getting poisoned by the government.
Yeah, but New York's water is pretty good, though.
But actually, with that filter I have, since I've been using the faucet tank, it doesn't taste like the city water anymore. It tastes better. You don't taste fluoride. I think it takes the fluoride out.
It's supposed to be, but Carlo, how come you've never put a one on the tap? You should put a filter on the tap on your sink.
You
could turn it off. You could turn it off when you're washing dishes and stuff, and you could turn it on when you want to drink.
Yeah, you have to change the whole faucet, bro.
Well, it's not our fault.
Oh.
We have to tell the landlord that. I'm not paying for something that's not ours.
No, it goes on the bottom of the faucet.
Yeah, I know. We used to have one of those a long time ago at Westbrook.
Yeah.
The filter.
So it would be good for you to have the filter water right there where you just turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, fill up your bottle. You know, but...
It's all-
So, but instead of buying it, you're always buying it.
You want to hear something funny? An army captain sues Obama, says he lacks authority to fight ISIS.
Oh,
it's
my
true.
God. But
dude, that's not worse. Atheist group to sue House chaplain. Fucking and they're saying Elizabeth Olsen, who's the sister, youngest sister of the Olsen twins, is way prettier and hotter than the other the Olsen twins.
Now
well,
they're
she
gonna.
She does look like. Huh?
Now they're gonna try to insult them. Yeah, but.
Well, she does look pretty. She, you know, she is a pretty girl compared to her sisters. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ashley and Michelle used to be nice looking when they had their own show. TV show, Ashley, Mary Kate and Ashley show. And before they start smoking and doing all this other crap.
Well, they have very big heads and little teeny bodies.
I know, they look like awful.
Yeah, you ever see them brat dolls? They look like that to me.
Yeah.
But,
they were always cute. They was always cute when they were young.
They were cute, yeah, but when they got older, I want to get a brat doll that looks like them with the kind of hair.
And that's all the news here from Crazy A. There's something else.
We're gonna end the show. We're going to put Carlo to bed.
He needs his bedtime, I guess.
We're going to slip him into bed and tuck him in. I'm going to go
and
check on my
bedtime
mom.
Story.
You dad, that's so nice.
You know, he has to get his beauty rest because he'll be hitting 45 in a few days, my baby.
Oh, I know. His birthday's coming up.
He's only 5 years older than me.
You're going to send... he's only 12 years old, younger than me. You're going to... you're going to send him a stripper?
I would like to. If I had the money, if I was working, I would do it.
Maybe
get him a nice massage.
Wouldn't you be shocked if I was out...
What did you
Carlo,
say?
Wouldn't you be shocked if I was out the door standing there with a radio?
If you had a hot guy out the door.
But that's all I can afford. I'm sorry. That's all I can afford right now. No.
What did you say?
I said that he should get you a stripper, and he said he would if he, when he goes back to work. He would do something like that. And then I said, wouldn't you be shocked if I was at the door standing there with a radio? And now he's
that'll
out
be,
of work.
That would be hot.
You guys trying to call go straight? Really?
Yeah, that would be hot. That when I'm sweating, that would be hot, but it wouldn't be hot for you. but don't have her come over and after I eat. Do it before. I wouldn't do that to you, Carlo. I love you too much to do that to you, Carlo. I would never do that.
Oh, no, you don't. Girl, stop lying. You would do it. If I tell you to do it, you would do it.
I just wouldn't want to, like, upset him that much.
He won't get upset. It would be a fun thing.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to sleep and everything.
But, he doesn't have nightmares. He'll be like, go away, go away.
He'll be like, I'd rather watch Friday the 13th.
These people are terrible.
Yeah, bring on the exorcist. Yeah, but
the guys, watch out. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? You like scream. Oh, no, that really be screaming.
But when you get done with your, you know, you're going to do something on the... When you get done with all that, we will all get together and we will celebrate your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go out and out. We would take you out and wine and dine you.
So you bring a fire extinguisher for me to blow out the candle.
Oh, wait, do you like my cake? You cannot talk about an over lit cake when you're dealing with a woman my age. you're still a babe. You're still a little babe.
Ooh. I got you, babe.
So you will.
Same 15 years ago.
Start thinking about where you would like to go eat on your birthday and what you like to do. And I'll get Linda and we'll all get together and go out for your birthday.
We should all go to a fat farm.
A fat farm?
A what?
A fat farm, you know.
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
Yes, I could definitely use a fat farm. I truly could, but.
We should all go horseback.
I love horses too much to do that. I can't ride a horse. I have to ride like a bull. Because if I ride a horse, you see, getting off is going to be like the hunchback, the camel that has that, you know, that loop in them. I can't do that. And the horse wouldn't be able to stand up. When I went horseback riding once, and I was chubby, but not this chubby, the damn horse threw me off. He did. It's a true story.
Really?
Yes, he threw me off. Then I said, why did the horse throw me off? And they said, oh, well, his back was because he started scratching on the ground. And they're telling me, grab. They're going, grab his range, grab his. I'm like, I'm not going near that horse. That horse is flipping the fuck out on the dirt. You want me to grab him? They're like, yeah, he's going to get up and he's going to get lost. He's going to get loose. And I'm like, it's not my problem. You know, I was not going to grab. But he threw me off. I fell in a pile of dirt. And the horse was like, then they go, oh, Deb, you want another horse? I'm like, what, are you kidding me? You know what I mean?
Never...
And his name was Cream Puff.
I get you like the cream in a puff.
I never been on a horse.
He was. You can
was
ride me later.
When I was young. I was
a Wilbur.
Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed.
Over. You know, but yeah, well, I was on a horse like twice and that was it for me, and I was like, first I wasn't bad, the second time I was like, I'm done. Oh, and by the way, everybody, get what date is this gonna happen? They're gonna start charging 5 cents for your plastic bags at supermarkets.
I know, Adam's already pissed off about that.
No, they didn't pass it yet.
New York lawmakers approved the 5 cent change for plastic bags.
Oh, that's
so. It was on the news too. So starting, it goes into effect October 1st. October 1st. Uh-huh. So start getting your cloth baggies together. I have tons of
city. You know, I think this city. Everyone needs to leave the city and let it fuck become a ghost town. It's enough. It's enough with all these fucks. They're charging us 4 people.
This happened today. This happened today. The New York City merchants started the customer $5 plastic bags under a bill of the city passed Thursday in a vote of 28-20. Mayor Bill de Blasio is expected to sign it in. Once it happens, the law will go into effect on October 1st.
And this bastard's going to not be in another fucking term. And if everybody votes him in, they're fucking retarded. And the only one that was against, Steve Mateo, the councilman for Staten Island, was against it. He's like, this is not it smells like a tax. It is a tax on the people in New York.
Well, the governor will do something. Plastic, they're going to have the plastic and the paper. Is going to be given by the and drugstores and other retailers, and the fee will be kept by the store and not the city.
That's bullshit.
It's a nickel bag rule. Well, a nickel bag in my day was not that kind of rule.
A dime was in a bag.
The old nickel bag. Anyways, but well, when you became a kid, it went up to a dime. But when I was young, it was a nickel bag. But so get your bags. You know, I bought tons of these bags. I have them in the basement. And when we switched from the van to this other car, I put them all in the basement. And so I was trying to go green, but every time I did, I forgot to bring them in. Now I think I will remember because I get a lot of groceries and 5 cents a bag. It's going to run into some bucks.
No, we need a mayor who will fire the councilman because this is bullshit. Well, the mayor's a dick too, but.
Well, how many do you guys need?
No, I mean, when they double it, that's like 10 cents. That's bullshit that you got to play for plastic bags. If everybody fucking recycled like they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have this problem.
You know, I can see a penny, but 5 cents, are you kidding me? But it's
become you should give you 2 cents to return them.
You know why? It's because, it's become a store expense, though, also, besides the green law. It's become a store expense that they don't want to handle anymore. You know, so, you know, I'm waiting for the people that refuse to pay it and walk out with the groceries in their hands. Put it back, put it in the wagon and do like Costco. Have a box in the back of your car, put it, all your stuff back into the wagon and put it all in the box in your car.
Well, I'll bring my own fucking plastic bag that we got.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Bring it from another supermarket.
Yeah, like Walmart. See how much they like it.
You know what? But when you buy them cloth bags, in the beginning it wasn't like this, but then they have where you have to have their bags that you bought there, and that's the only ones you can use. And that's bullshit. You should be able to use bags from anywhere you want to go.
Did you also read that with this bag, if supermarkets, groceries, bodegas, pharmacies, and clothing stores would be fined up to $500 if they don't charge customers the fee?
I know. So.
And the fines would be April 2017. That's bullshit.
Yeah. I know. They're paying for everything.
Where is the governor in this? Why does he open his fucking mouth?
Pretty soon we're going to have to go up to counters and they're going to pour the pasta in our bags and stuff. We ain't going to get the boxes. It's getting so bad, but Carla, I bid you
good night. Hold on. This
I'm
is bullshit.
Bed.
For instance, the fee would be waived if you shop with using the food stamps. Food pantries would not have to charge the fee. Restaurants won't be covered by the proposed law. Produce, meat, and bulk food bags are also exempt to help food from contamination. Pharmacy counter bags used for medication won't have the fee either. Street vendors that act like retail and grocery stores would have to charge a fee, but those selling prepared foods like restaurants would be exempt from the law. Now, that's bullshit. That food stamps,
when you do takeout.
Fucking idiots. That's bullshit. The food stamps shit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, you collect food stamps. I think I should go on fucking welfare. I need money.
I collect food disability, not for welfare.
And look, when Bloomberg was in mayor, he wanted to charge 6 cents a bag.
That's ridiculous. A penny at least, but not that much. Come on now.
And the city will get 5 cents of the charge. So the city is getting fucking money.
I mean, most people wouldn't mind paying a penny, you know, and 10 cents or something.
You know, I think, Carl, we should pack up and move to fucking Jersey.
Yeah, that's pay the tax. Well, you haven't been on in the house, but it's
so far, but you know what? We don't have to pay for 2 hours.
Yeah, I want
them. Fucking three bridges. I have to stock up on New York City water. So I can get the five pound gallons of jugs so I can keep coming back for the water.
Because
I don't like Jersey water.
Oh, yeah, please. Nothing beats New York.
With the Latin in and shit like that now, and all these schools, and even in New York. And Staten Island was just found yesterday about all these lead in the water, drinking water in schools. The government's killing us, I'm telling you. Why do you think we have all these autistic kids?
Oh, they've been killing us for years.
I know. Nice government when this is not what our forefathers, founded fathers wanted America to be. But it's like our own fucking government's killing us.
I know. And on that note.
Yeah.
Hello, good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Adam, sweetie.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, you will.
I'll check on you tomorrow to see how your mom is doing.
I will. I got to run down there now to see if she's okay. Thanks for joining.
Walk down there. We don't want to hear tumbling down, okay?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the end of
the stairs.
Doop, 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 doop.
Well, that'll be the end of the stairs. They're not made out of cement.
You're falling there. You can't get up.
I'm afraid to do anything in this house. It's falling apart around me. So, but, really is.
You have to go this month, right? Or next month?
No, the end of 26th. This month.
We have to labor. I mean, more of the.
I don't go. The lawyer goes. I never go.
Oh. And after the final.
Is the lawyer to
decision?
Do.
Is it the final decision?
I start. It should be, but who knows? I started going, me and my mother, and then I got the lawyer, in, and the lawyer goes. But it was a
but
hassle.
But you should go to see what the hell's going on too. You know, why is she always has to
have,
be?
I don't have. Listen, she gets $2.50 an hour. Let her go.
Okay.
It was a pain in the ass going all the time. It really was. No parking and all that shit. But, self-park. But, anyways.
All
but,
right.
Thank you,
have a good
guys.
Night.
Good night.
Night. Again.
Love
you.
Love you.
Bye.
I'll see you over the weekend.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. And Mother's Day is coming up, so I want to wish all your mothers out there happy Mother's Day. You know who you are. and you know, I cherish the guys. They're wonderful. And cherish somebody, really, like, you know. It's hard to find somebody that you could cherish, but I did, and I'm lucky. And now I got to go see how Mommy's doing. She's a strong old lady there, 80 years old, almost 81 in July. She's something else, and I hope I'm as strong as she is. And have a wonderful tomorrow.